愿我们大家平安。
May peace be with everyone.
愿主耶稣把他的恩惠慈爱丰丰富富赏赐给我们每一位。
May the Lord grant us his abundant grace and mercy to every one of us.
我们最近在读这个创世纪。
Recently, I've been reading the book of Genesis.
创世纪里面一个很重要的角色就是亚伯拉罕这个人。
There's a very important character in Genesis that is Abraham.
亚伯拉罕在他75岁的时候就蒙神的呼召。
Abraham was called by God when he was 75 years old.
他就离开他的本地本族父家到神指示他的地方去。
He left his nation, his father's household, to go to a land that was appointed by God.
神应许他说要让他的子孙像天上的星海边的沙那么多。
God promised him that his descendants will be as numerous as the stars in heaven, as numerous as the sand on the seashore.
他离开的时候他带着他的太太叫撒拉。
When he left, he took with him his wife, Sarai.
但是在创世纪十六章的时候当他们离开之后十年差不多十年的时间这个他的太太撒拉就一直都没有生儿女不能够生育。
After 10 years living in the land, they recognized that the wife, Sarai, could not give birth to any children.
那他的妻子亚伯拉罕妻子撒来她有一个使女叫做夏甲。
And Sarai has a maid, her name was Hagar.
那撒来不能生育她就告诉她的先生亚伯兰说说神 不能够让我生育那求你让跟我的侍女同房或者我可以因为她这样她替你生一个儿子就好像我自己得到孩子一样。
So Sarah asked Abraham to take her maid as a concubine and so from Hagar they might give birth to a child and that child may be under her name.
圣经说那个时候这个亚伯兰已经在迦南地住了十年。
The Bible described that Abraham lived in Canaan for 10 years.
撒来一直不能够生育。
But Sarai could not give birth.
后来真的亚伯兰就按照他太太的吩咐就把这个夏甲娶为妾。
And Abraham listened to Sarai and took Hagar as the maid, as the concubine.
后来果然就怀孕了就生了一个子儿子叫以实玛利。
And she conceived and she gave birth to a son called Ishmael.
但是这样这个夏甲就看不起他的祖母了，就是撒拉，因为他不能生，他能够生了。
And because she was able to conceive, Hagar despised her master.
所以当夏甲生这个小孩子的时候，圣经说那时候亚伯兰86岁了。离开已经大概十年左右了，十年十一年。
So at that time, Abraham is 86 years old, and he left his land for about 10 years.
在创世纪十七章那边记载说，当亚伯兰到了他99岁的时候神就向他显现了。
And the Bible described that when Abraham was 99 years old, God appeared to him.
神跟他说我是全能的。
God told him that I am Almighty.
说你要在我面前做一个完全的人。
And he told Abraham to walk before me and be blameless.
然后我还要和你立约，要让你的后裔极其繁多了。
And God said, and I will make my covenant between me and you, and will multiply you exceedingly.
这个时候神就把他改名叫做亚伯拉罕，他之前叫亚伯兰。
And at this point, God changed his name from Abraham to Abraham.
那神就跟他讲说要让他生一个儿子这个时候他已经快100岁了99岁了。
And God told him that you will have a son. And at that time, Abraham is almost 100 years old.
当然神指的不是他跟他的使女生的那个孩子而是说他要跟他的妻子撒来要生一个儿子，在他100岁的时候。
And God specifically told Abraham that that's not the son that you have with Hagar, Ishmael. You will have a son with your wife, Sarah, That is Isaac.
那撒来跟亚伯拉罕他们差十岁啊，所以当他一百岁的时候，就代表撒来九十岁了。
And Abraham and Sarah is 10 years apart, meaning that when Abraham is 99 years old, Sarah is almost 90 years old.
哦，所以他已经断了生育了，不能够再生了。
She is way past the age of conception. She's no longer able to conceive.
哎，但是神却是这样应许他说，你要生一个儿子，借着撒来要生一个儿子。
But God still promised Abraham that through Sarah you will conceive, you have a son.
果然哦，到了他一百岁的时候，也就是撒来九十岁的时候，隔一年哦，他真的就生了一个儿子了。
Indeed, the next year when Abraham was 100 years old, when Sarah was 90 years old, they had a son.
那就给他起名叫以撒。
And they gave a name to the son, the name is Isaac.
生下来八天之后，就按照神的吩咐，就给他行割礼。
And after 8 days, according to instruction of God, they circumcised him.
那当然，亚伯拉罕跟撒来都非常的高兴啊，因为这是一个很奇妙的事情。一百岁，他太太九十岁，不能生了。竟然还生一个儿子 真的是应验了神对他的应许。
And really, Abraham and Sarah is overjoyous because they are way past the age of conception, but they still experience this miracle that they're able to have a son.
那这个孩子后来就渐渐长大了
And this son later on grew up.
断奶，在断奶的那一天，这亚伯拉罕就办宴席在那边庆祝，因为很高兴，孩子生下来又断奶。
And when the day that the child was weaned, Abraham held a great feast.
但是这个时候，这个撒拉他看到说这个他这个夏甲就是亚伯兰这个妾他所生的那个儿子就是以斯玛利和这个以撒就是撒来所生的，说在那里戏笑了就有点好像瞧不起他们这样。
And Sarah saw the son of Hagar, Ishmael, whom she born to Abraham. He scoffed, meaning that she despised or looked down.
这个时候，这个撒来就不高兴，就跟他的先生亚伯拉罕说，把他赶出去了。
At this time, Sarah was not very happy about this, so she told Abraham to cast them out.
把这个使女跟他的所生的儿子赶出去，因为怎么样？他不可以和我生的儿子以撒一同来承受你的产业
And that she doesn't want this son of the bond servants to be heir with his own son.
那亚伯拉罕的这个做先生就很为难，是不是？都是他生的小孩啊。
And for Abraham, he is in a predicament because both of them are his sons.
我们来看这个创世记二十一章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 21.
十二节。
Verse 12.
这个时候神就怎么告诉这个亚伯拉罕。
Here is what God said to Abraham.
创世纪二十一章十二节。
Genesis 21 verse 12.
说神对亚伯拉罕说，你不必为这童子和你的侍女忧愁，凡撒拉对你说的话，你都该听从，因为从以撒生的才要称为你的后裔。
Verse 12, But God said to Abraham, Do not let it be displeasing in your sight because of the lad or because of your bond woman. Whatever Sarah has said to you, listen to her voice, for in Isaac your seed shall be called.
亚伯兰在为难的时候，你看神就跟他讲说，你要按照撒拉跟你讲的话，就是说，他们让他们离开，赶他们出去。
And when Abraham was in this predicament, and God told Abraham to listen to the wife and to cast out the bond woman and the son.
因为神说，只有从这个撒拉所生的这个以撒的所生的后代，才要成为你的后裔。意思就代表说，神之前跟他应许的他的后裔是要从以撒来的，而不是从这个以斯玛利，就是他跟夏甲所生的那个孩子。
And God told him that for in Isaac your seed shall be called, meaning that promise of God that his about his seed and his descendants is coming out of Isaac and not Ishmael.
但是神也说，但是那个以斯玛利，神也会让他成为一个大国了。但是他就是不能跟以撒一同来承受他的产业就是了。
But God also said that He will make a nation of the son of the bond woman, but it's just that this son Ishmael will not be heirs with Abraham.
哦，所以我们看这个亚伯拉罕从他怎样75岁离开这个他离开他的本地本族父家之后，他不断的来体会神、认识神、领受他的福气。
And we see that when Abraham left his homeland, he continuously experienced God and learn about God and experience His blessings.
他在当时就好像一个王一样，一个王子一样。
At that era, he's almost like a prince of the land.
那他领受神恩典的顶点，就是神让他在100岁的时候，他的妻子90岁的时候，竟然还能够生一个儿子。这是他对神体会神的恩典的一个最顶点的时候啊，这不可能呢、啊，但是竟然就是这样发生。
And the height of the blessing that he experienced when he is able to have a son, when it is impossible, that is the height of his blessing.
但是在这个时候，神却开始要试验亚伯拉罕了。
But just at this time, God wanted to test Abraham.
当小孩子渐渐长大，有一天神就跟亚伯拉罕说了。
And when the son grew up, one day God spoke to Abraham.
说你要带着你的儿子哈。就是你这个独生的儿子，你所爱的哈，到一个摩利亚山地去，说你要在那里把他献作燔祭，把他献给我。
God told Abraham that take your son, your only begotten son, your beloved son, and bring it to this mountain, Mount Moriah, and offer your son and give your son to me.
圣经说啊，神要这样来试验这个亚伯拉罕。
And the Bible said that God wanted to test Abraham.
那是在当时他们有这样献祭的，有献活人的这种，那是很久以前的，有献活人的这样一个做法，当他们在敬拜神的时候。
In the olden times, there is this practice of sacrificing a living person to God.
当然今天这种事情不会发生了，因为时代不一样，那是很早很早以前人在敬拜神的一种方式。
And of course, today this will not happen, but in the olden time, there is this practice.
所以让我们看到这一段故事，我们不会想，哎呦，神怎么这么残忍要献？只是因为呢，当时的就是这样一种方敬拜神的方式之一啊。
And today we might wonder how come God is so cruel, but actually this is one of the practice at that time.
当然，神有他更美好的旨意在后面啊。
And we also know that God has an even better will behind this act.
神这样试验亚伯拉罕，有他的良善的心意在里面。
God tested Abraham. He has a good will behind it.
我们今天就早上来分享这个故事，再一次来思考啊。
And today we'll once again study into this story for our reflection.
我们来翻开创世纪22章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 22.
我们一起来读哈。
Let's read it together.
创世纪22章
，Genesis 22,
第一节
，verse 1.
预备开始。
Now, 这些事以后，神要试验亚伯拉罕，就呼叫他说 ，God tested Abraham and said to him, Abraham,
亚伯拉罕，
and he said, Here I am.
我在这里。第二节
，two. Then he said.Take now your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah, and offer him there a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I shall tell you.
这个是神对亚伯拉罕的试验啊。
So this is a test of for Abraham from God.
第三节
verse 3.
亚伯拉罕清早起来就背上驴，带着两个仆人和他儿子以撒，也劈好了燔祭的柴，就起身往神所指示他的地方去。第四节。
Then on the third day, Abraham lifted his eyes and saw the place afar off.
第五节。
And Abraham said to his young man, Stay here with the donkey. The lad and I will go yonder and worship, and we will come back to you.
就回到你这里来。那亚伯拉罕就照神，就到了，就看到神特别指定的那一个山，那个地方。
So Abraham did according to the instruction of God and went to the place appointed by God.
那这个时候他也没有让其他人知道，他就带着以撒就往那个地方去了。
Here he didn't take anybody else, but only Isaac, and went to the place.
好，第六节。
Verse 6.
亚伯拉罕把
Abraham
took the
wood of the burnt offering and laid it on Isaac his son, and he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and the two of them went together. 7.
But
Isaac spoke to Abraham his father and said, My father, and he said, Here I am, my son. Then he said, Look, the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering?
在哪里呢？哦，你看这个以撒知道献祭要有献祭的东西，但是爸爸怎么今天没有带，只有带柴啊、火啊、刀啊？那这个献祭最重要的那个牺牲在哪里？怎么没有带啊
？So Isaac obviously knows what is required of a burnt offering. He saw the wood and fire, but where is the lamb? How come the dad didn't take the lamb?
所以你看，他们知道献燔祭，向神献祭。需要有一个献祭的东西，在当时不是羊就是牛了
哦。So he understood, they understood that there needs to be an animal, a livestock that is to be offered.
那我们看哦，这个亚伯兰怎么回答他
？And let's see what Abraham replied.
第八节
，verse 8. Abraham said, "My son." God will provide for himself the lamb for a burnt offering. So the two of them went together.
亚伯兰也没有告诉他就是你啊，因为他亚伯兰的信心是说神一定会预备的，你不用担心啊。
Abraham did not tell his son that you are the burnt offering, but he had a faith that God will provide.
因为亚伯兰在期待，也相信说神是不是会预备一个，他到的时候神已经预备好的一个燔祭在那里了。他要献祭的那些羊
And perhaps Abraham was expecting that God will provide this lamb of burnt offering.
所以他对神的信心说神他一定会预备的你不要担心
So he had a faith that God will provide and asked his son not to worry.
结果呢
Then what happened?
我们看第九节
Verse 9
北七
Then they came to the place of which God had told him, and Abraham built an altar there and placed the wood in order, and he bound Isaac his son and laid him on the altar upon the wood.
10.
And Abraham stretched out his hand and took the knife to slay his son.
亚伯兰去看，当然看不到其他的东西了，就是啊，这个就是神真的是要我献他，所以你看他就准备要把他的儿子以撒献上了。
And when Abraham went to the place, he didn't see anything there, and he realized that God indeed wanted him to offer his son, so he's ready to offer his own son.
11节
Verse 11. But the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. So he said, Here I am. 12. And he said, Do not lay your hand on the lad or do anything to him. For now I know that you fear God, since you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me.
就是你独生的儿子留下不给我。就在那个时候神就发生了就阻止他了。神说我知道了知道你是这样的敬畏我。
And at that time when this happened, God called unto him, and then God told him that now I know indeed you do fear God.
因为你没有将你最爱你这个独生子哈留下来了，不给我，我叫你献，你就真的把它献上。
And God knew that Abraham would not withhold his most beloved to God.
13节
Verse 13. Then Abraham lifted his eyes and looked, and there behind him was a ram caught in the thicket by its horns. So Abraham went and took the ram and offered it up for a burnt offering instead of his son. 14. And Abraham called the name of the place, The Lord will provide, as it is said to this day, In the mount of the Lord it shall be provided.
必有预备。这就是我们今天这个题目这个名字的由来了耶和华以勒
And this is the topic of our study today the name that the Lord will provide
因为这个时候神让他看到说怎么有一只羊在那里脚卡在这个树丛里面
And God allowed Abraham to see and looked and found a ram caught in the thicket by its horn.
他就拿那只羊来献祭，代替他儿子。
So he took the ram and offered it, the ram instead of his son.
神真的成全了他的信心。亚伯兰之前说，神必预备了。果然，这个时候神自己预备了这一只献祭的羊。
Indeed, God had fulfilled Abraham's faith that God will provide, and God provided this ram.
所以他就给那个地方取名叫耶和华以勒啦，神必预备的意思。
So he named that place the Lord will provide.
这个耶和华其实他本来这个字就是我们看到那个英文，其实那是四个英文单字 YHWH 啊，这个是耶和华最原本的原文，其实是这四个字啊。
Actually, the name Yahweh, it's actually composed of four letters, YHWH.
那这个是一个奥秘的名字，神说他的名字是这样，念不出来的。
This is actually a mysterious name that cannot be pronounced.
那为什么后来会有把它称为耶和华呢？
So later on, why was it called Yahweh?
为什么把这个 YHW 就可以变成耶和华了？就是后来人呢，想要把神的名字念出来，所以他们就把中间那个阿多乃也是代表神，就把那些字把它凑在里面，所以就可以念出来了。念出来就变耶和华，有的叫做亚威我们有听过但是原来就是只有那四个字 YHWH， 这是一个奥秘的名字。
And so before it was only four letters, but later on people wanted to pronounce the name, so they took the vowel from the word Adonai and made it into Yahweh so that it can be pronounced.
所以我每次在读耶和华的时候，你要知道它其实是 YHWH 了，不是后来变成的那个耶和华，我们可以念但我们知道那个就是在讲神的名字。
So actually, when we pronounce Yahweh, it's actually only YHWH. But whenever we see that word, we know that it's talking about God.
所以你看英文里面他怎么来用来形容这个名，他就用他也没有用 YHWH， 他就用 Lord 四个大写的单字 LORD 来形这个就是 YHWH 这个名。英文版本是这样。
And so in the English version, it will not say Yahweh, but instead it will use the capitalized letter L-O-R-D, Lord, to represent YHWH.
我们要对神这个名字要这样，要有这样的了解。
So this is our understanding of the name of God that we should have.
那我们看这个整个事件，就是说一开始就讲说神要试验亚伯拉罕了。
So the beginning of this event, it's God's purpose to test Abraham.
神其实他是无所不知的，他不需要去试验才会知道。还没试验以前他一定就知道了。
Actually, God is all-knowing. He does not need to test someone to find out the results. He knows the results beforehand.
但是亚伯拉罕自己不知道是不是
But Abraham himself, he doesn't know.
神当然知道我们的信心，但是我们信心到什么程度，我们有时候自己我们不知道是不是
God knows our faith, but sometimes we do not know the degree of our faith.
一直到神试验我们之后，我们才知道原来我的信心是如何如何。
Until we ourselves are tested, we will not know what is the degree.
我们今天我们信仰会被试验的，需要经过试验的。
And today our faith will be tested, and indeed it must go through tests.
就像你学生，你做了很多学习，学了很多东西。你到最后你一定要知道你到底学了真的有没有学会学到了，所以最后就是会有一个考试嘛，是不是
And just as a student, you learn a lot of knowledge, but you need to go through test to know how much you have learned.
让我们自己知道说我的程度到底到哪里。
And so after the test, we will know what is the degree of our knowledge.
那这个信心被试验过之后就会显出它的宝贵出来。
And when faith is tested, it will show its manifests its preciousness.
就显出你信心的真实，到底是不是真的有信心啊？
To see that your whether or not your faith is genuine.
我们看彼得前书第一章。
Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 1.
彼得前书第一章第六节。
1 Peter chapter 1 verse 6.
彼得前书一章六节。
First Peter chapter 1 verse 6.
说因此你们是大有喜乐，但如今在百般的试炼中暂时忧愁。第七节。
7.
叫你们的信心既被试验，就比那被火试验仍然能坏的金子更显宝贵，可以在耶稣基督显现的时候得着称赞、荣耀、尊贵。
Verse 6, in this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while it need be you have been grieved by various trials. 7, let the genuineness of your faith be much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ.
那神的试验常常就借着我们生活上的各种熬炼啊，通常是我们不喜欢的事情，很为难我们，我们很不愿意的。神常用这样、哦、那些灾苦难来试验我们、啊、
So God often uses tests and trials to refine us.
所以我们没有人喜欢考试啊，对不对？你问看哪个学生喜欢考试，听到考试都害怕、哦、
So nobody likes tests. All the students when they hear about tests, they become scared.、
啊、那其实我们大人也是一样，有时候我们在查经，我一讲说我要来考试，问个问题，我看大家都做就开始紧张，怕答不出来。哦，其实不用这样哈。
And even the adult, sometimes during Bible study, we said that let's test you. People become nervous.
因为我们人怕是怕我们通过不了。
We are afraid that sometimes we might not pass the test.
但是这里说，这个被试验过的信心呢，说比那个金子，那个金子还会坏啊，物质的总是会坏的。哦，说比那个金子更宝贵。
But here it says, faith being tested is more precious than gold, and that is things of physical nature and that perishes.
你看这样的信心呢，会让我们得救的。
And such a faith will allow us to be saved.
我们看第九节
，verse 9，
说，并且得着你们的信心的果效，就是灵魂的救恩啊。
Verse 9, receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your souls.
信心的果效是什么？就是你的灵魂的救恩，就是你的灵魂得救了。我们肉体总是会朽坏的，有一天要离开，但是我们的灵命是永恒的，就是靠着这种被试验过的信心来得救的。
And the receiving the end, the fruit of your faith is the salvation of the soul. We know that our physical body perishes, but our soul will last. And the salvation of the soul is from this faith.
那个亚伯拉罕的信心就是这样的信心。
And so Abraham's faith is such a faith.
经过这么大一个试验，要把他的独生子献上。
A faith that is being tried and tested, by a great trial that he offered his only son.
那亚伯兰他的怎么能够有这样的信心？他到底信什么
？So how is it that Abraham is able to have such a great faith?
他怎么样
？What does he believe in?
他怎么样来信神
？How did he believe in God?
我们看希伯来书十一章。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 11.
希伯来书十一章的七节。
Hebrews chapter 11 verse 17.
希伯来书十一章十七节
，Hebrews chapter 11 verse 17，
说亚伯拉罕因着信被试验的时候，就把以撒献上，这便是那欢喜领受应许的，将自己独生的儿子献上。十八节
，18，
论到这儿子，曾有话说，从以撒生的才要称为你的后裔。十九节
，19，
他以为神还能叫人从死里复活，他也仿佛从死中。
The son, 18, of whom it was said, In Isaac your seed shall be called. 19, concluding, God was able to raise him up, even from the dead, from which he also received him in figurative sense, descendants. So he knows that Isaac shall have a lot of descendants.
所以神既然叫我献了他，那神又说要从以撒，那死了当然就不能产生后裔了。所以他就接着相信什么？神一定能够让他再复活。其实我杀了他，神一定让他复活的，不然神的应许怎么实现呢、啊？
And so if this is God's promise, but God also asked him to offer up his son, he further on believed that God can resurrect Isaac from the dead because a dead person cannot have descendants.
所以你看，他不只相信神的话、神的应许，他还相信神是什么无所不能的， 即使死了也可以把他复活，即使他已经把他献上了还可以叫他复活。
So not only did he believe in the promise and the word of God, he also believed that God is almighty, that God is able to resurrect the dead.
所以这个就是为什么亚伯兰当时可以拿起刀来准备把他献上的原因、啊、亚伯兰这样相信的。
And this is the reason why Abraham was able to lift the knife out to offer his son. This is his faith.
我们今天也是相信是这样，我们相信神的话，神的很多的应许、啊、
Today we also believe in God's word and his promises.
我们也相信神是无所不能的，在人不可能，但是神可能，即使死了都可以让他复活。
And we also believe that God is almighty. When things are impossible for man, it's possible for God. God is able to resurrect the dead.
那我们也看到亚伯兰对神的信，其实也让我们看出他对神的爱。
So in further seeing Abraham's faith towards God, we can also see his love towards God.
因为亚伯兰对神的这样的爱，所以他愿意把他最爱的独生子把他献上。
Because Abraham loved God, he was willing to offer up his beloved son.
所以他的信心哦，显出他对神的爱出来。
And from his faith, we can also see Abraham's love.
也因为他爱神哦，所以他能够有这样的信心。
And because he loved God, he was able to have such a faith towards God.
那其实这种爱哦，就像神对我们人的爱一样啊。
And such a love is the type of love that God has towards us.
约翰福音那边说，说神爱世人。
In the book of John, it says, "For God so loved the world, loved man."
爱世人，说甚至将他的独生子来赐给我们了、啊，跟亚伯拉罕献独生子一样啊。
And even to the point that God gave His only begotten Son, just as Abraham gave His begotten Son.
耶稣就是神的独生子，甚至唯一这个儿子。
Jesus Christ was God's only begotten Son.
但是神今天怎么爱世人，把他的独生子献给我们，献上。
Today, how does God love us? God gave us His only Son.
我们今天如果爱的话，爱一个人的话，我们的表现是什么？你愿意为他付出，为他牺牲，对不对？就是你再好的东西，你都舍得给他，你毫无保留的。这个就是我们表达我们最对我们最爱的人，我们愿意做的，做得出来的，是不是？
And today, how do we express our love to the one that we love the most, that is willing to sacrifice and give all that we have to that person?
其实这种爱就像我们把自己献上一样啊。
And such a love is expressed like how we offer ourselves to someone.
亚伯兰虽然是献了他最爱的以撒，但是他这个动作其实就好像他献上他自己，对不对？这个以撒像他的生命的一样啊，啊，独生子神应许的，所以他献以撒，其实他背后其实就等于他是把他自己献上的，他最好的献上就是他自己。
Even though the act of offering his son is offering up someone else, but actually when Abraham offered his son, he's offering his totality because he loved his son as his life.
神对我们的爱也是这样，把他最爱的独生子来赐给我们。
And God's love towards us is the same. He gave us his most beloved and the only begotten son.
为我们舍命来赎去我们的罪。
And the Son gave up His life to wash away our sins.
所以主耶稣说，人为朋友舍命，说爱没有比这个更大的，讲的就是他，就是我们人最好的朋友了。
Lord Jesus said, for someone to offer up his life for his friend, there's no greater love than this. This is describing himself as our friend offering his life for us.
我们再看回来创世纪二十二章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 22.
十二节
22:12
二十二章十二节
22:12
说天使说你不可在这童子身上下手一点不可害他现在我知道你是敬畏神的因为你没有将你的儿子就是你独生的儿子留下不给我
12 He said do not lay your hand on the lad or do anything to him for now I know that you fear GodSince you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me.
这里告诉我们说，神告诉他说，说我知道你现在是敬，你是敬畏神的啦，你是真的敬畏神的。
And here God said to him, "For now I know that you fear God."
因为你爱我，把你最爱的儿子愿意献给我。
Because you love me and you're willing to offer your only son.
这个是我们今天对敬畏神哈这个意思一个更深层的了解。什么叫敬畏神？
And this is a greater understanding, a deeper understanding of the word, this phrase, fearing God. What is fearing God?
听起来好像我是敬畏神，是害怕神。但是你要从这个话，我们可以知道敬畏神是什么？就是爱神啊，把你最好的献给他。所以敬畏神其实它深层的意义就是你真的爱神，愿意为他献上一切。
So fearing God on the surface, it sounds like you're afraid of God, but actually fearing God.Is to love God that you're willing to offer your best, your most beloved to God.
就像亚伯兰献上他的独生子，就好像又像亚伯兰献上他自己一样。
Just like how Abraham offered his only son, how he offered himself.
因为保罗他在罗马书十二章也提到说，我们要怎么样？要把自己献上，当作什么活祭？有没有？
And Paul in the book of Romans also encouraged us that we are to offer ourselves as a living sacrifice.
我们看罗马书十二章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 12.
第一节。
Verse 1.
罗马书十二章第一节。
Romans chapter 12, verse 1.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是如理所当然的。
Verse 1 I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service.
哦，这里说我们这样服侍神是什么？是理所当然的，是合理的，不是不合理的。
哦。 Here it tells us that this is a reasonable service.
哦，就代表说这是我们应该要去追求的，应该要做的。
Meaning that this is what it ought to be, what we ought to do.
神喜悦我们人这样把自己当成活祭来献给他。
This is acceptable to God that we offer ourselves as living sacrifice.
那这个献活祭的意义，我每个人对每个人来说不一样啊。
And the definition, the way of offering ourselves as living sacrifice is different for everyone.
但是精神是一样啊，就是把我们最好的自己，我们毫无保留的愿意献给神。
But the spirit is the same, that is to offer our best, to offer ourselves to God.
做法当然每个人信心程度不一样，不一样，但这个意义是一样的，就是你是将你自己献给神的，当成活祭，活的一个祭物一样。
People might do it different ways, but the spirit is the same. You offer yourself as a living sacrifice.
其实我每天信仰上的追求，哦，其实就是在高，就是在追求什么？怎么样将自己献给神，对不对？顺服神，敬畏他，爱他。我们信仰追求就是在 做一个活祭，怎么样当一个活祭来献给神。
Actually, our daily life, our everyday life is how we become a sacrifice for God, how we submit to God, how we fear God, how we love God.
因为我们爱神啊。
Because we love God.
主耶稣说诫命中最大的是什么？
Lord Jesus asked, "What is the greatest of the commandments?"
我们看马太福音二十二章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 22.
马太福音二十二章三十六节。
Matthew 22 verse 36.
这是有一次一个法利赛人要试探耶稣了。法利赛人就是最懂圣经的。
So there was a teacher of the law who knows the Bible well and trying to test Lord Jesus.
他就问主耶稣这样说了。
So this teacher of the law asked,
36节
36,
他说夫子律法上的诫命哪一条是最大的呢？
He asked teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law?
37节
37,
耶稣就对他说，你要尽心尽性尽意爱主你的神，说这是38节，说这是诫命中的第一且是最大的。
37, Jesus said to him, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and withAll your mind. This is the first and the great commandment.
所以你看，爱神这件事情哦，尽你一切爱神，这是什么？这是神的诫命啊！诫命里面，而且是最大的一条，第一，而且是最大的那一条。
And loving God with all that you have, this is the first and the greatest commandment.
亚伯拉罕被神试验，献上独生子，其实就看到亚伯拉罕就是这么一个尽心尽意爱神的人。
And when Abraham was tested by God to offer his only son, it was test to see how he loved God with all his heart, soul, and mind.
那这是神试验人的一个目的啊，就是要让人知道说我们要爱神。
And this is the purpose of God testing man, is to let people know that they ought to love God.
我们要爱人哦，其实那个基础就是因为我们爱神呢、啊，因为我们爱神的关系，我们就愿意去爱人了、啊，因为这是神的吩咐。
And the foundation of us loving other people is to love God first, because loving man is God's commandment.
那神借着很多事情来试验我们，就是要让我们去爱他了。
And God, through many ways to test us, is to let us, to allow us to love Him.
我们看《生命记》13章。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 13.
生命记十三章第三节。
Deuteronomy chapter 13, verse 3.
生命记十三章第三节。
Deuteronomy chapter 13, verse 3.
生命记十三章第三节。
Deuteronomy chapter 13 verse 3.
所以你也不可听那先知或是那做梦之人的话，因为这是耶和华你们的神试验你们，要知道你们是尽心尽性爱耶和华你们的神，不是。
Verse 3, you shall not listen to the word of that prophet or that dreamer of dreams, for the Lord your God is testing you to know whether or not you love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul.
耶稣讲到很多假先知，他们要引诱你们，也会行神迹奇事，然后引诱你们去拜别的神啊。
God said that there will be a lot of false prophets that will tempt you to worship false gods and worship idols.
但是你们不要听他们的话。
But you should not listen to those false prophets.
你唯一要敬拜的就是这位独一真神啊。
Whom you shall worship is this one and only true God.
那我们也是会遇到这样的试探引诱，对不对？
Sometimes we will also face this kind of temptation.
你看这里神说，说这是耶和华你的神要试验你，要知道你是不是尽心尽意的爱这位独一的真神。
Here says, for the Lord God is testing you to see whether or not you love this one and true God.
所以你看神试验就是要我们最后怎么样，就是要去爱他，因为他这是这位独一的真神，就是我们应该人要去爱的这个对象。
So the purpose of God testing us is to test us whether or not we love this one and true and only God.
昨天晚上我们在东北区分享，神试验亚伯拉罕，神试验人有几个主要的目的啊。
And last night in Northeast service, we shared that God tested Abraham for a few reasons.
神也试验他的选民以色列百姓40年旷野的生活。
And God also tested the Israelites in their 40 days of wilderness journey.
神要试验他们说，圣经有写说，要看他们是不是要愿意遵守他的命令，遵守他的法度。
God tested his people to see whether or not they will obey his statutes and commands.
也有提到说，神要让他们，要让他们，敬畏神，然后不会去犯罪了。
And that God wanted to test them so that they will not they will fear God and will not sin against God.
然后说要终究得福，要让他们领受应许的福气。
And that at the end they may have long-lasting blessings and they will receive the promise.
那还有一个原因就是我们刚刚读的，神要试验，就是要让我们去全心全意的去爱他，看我们是不是这样的全心全意的爱他。
And God will also test people to see whether or not we love Him with our heart, our soul, and our mind.
因为他配得我们对他的这样的爱啊。
Because he's worthy of our love towards him.
那我们看，我们再看回来这个创世记22章哈。
Let's return to Genesis 22.
这整个事情，这个亚伯拉罕献独生子这个事情，你看最后的结果是什么呢？
So what is the end result of Abraham offering up his son?
也就是最重要的是什么？
And that is also the most important, and what that is.
亚伯拉罕知道什么？耶和华以勒，神必预备。
And that at the end, Abraham understood that God, The Lord will provide.
原来神已经预备好一只献祭的羊在那里了。
That God has already prepared this ram for the burnt offering.
就像之前亚伯兰对以撒讲的说，神自己会预备了，你不要担心。你看他的信心成全，神果然已经预备一只羊羔在那里，一只羊在那里。
And just as what Abraham said to Isaac that the Lord will provide, and indeed it happened.
当然这个事情也是在预表耶稣基督，就是神为我们人类所预备的这一只要献祭的羊。
And this is also to prefigure that Lord Jesus is this ram that the Lord had provided for us.
我们都一直讲说旧约其实都是一个影子啊，基督来把它成全。这个实体就出现了。
And we always say that the Old Testament is a shadow, and when Lord Jesus had come, that is the real thing.
所以当主耶稣来到世界上的时候，这个施洗约翰一看到耶稣，他怎么称耶稣？他说耶稣是什么呢？
That is why when Lord Jesus came on this earth, when John the Baptist saw him, what did he call Lord Jesus?
我们看约翰福音第一章。
Let's turn to the book of John, chapter 1.
约翰福音第一章二十九节。
John chapter 1 verse 29.
约翰福音一章二十九节。
John chapter 1 verse 29.
说次日，约翰看见耶稣来到他那里，就说：“看啊，神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽的。
”And the next day, John saw Jesus coming towards him and said, "Behold.The Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.
你看，这是圣灵感动，让他一看到就知道说，这是神的羔羊了，要来除去，要来替罪，要被献上，要除去世人的罪。
And this is the movement of the Holy Spirit that when John saw Lord Jesus, he said, "Look, behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world."
三十五节
35.
说在次日，约翰同两个门徒站在那里。三十六节。
36.
他看见耶稣行走，就说：“看啊，这是神的羔羊。”
35. Again, the next day, John stood with two of his disciples, and looking at Jesus as he walked, he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God."
在哥林多前书五章七节那边，保罗说：“说基督就是那个逾越节的羔羊，已经为我们献上了。”
In 1 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 7, Paul described Lord Jesus as the Passover lamb that has been offered up for us.
所以创世纪21-22章这个亚伯兰献他的独生子，其实他有很强烈的这个基督的预言，很明显的讯息在里面。
And so this event where Abraham offered up his only begotten son, it has a very strong sense of prefiguration of Lord Jesus' salvation.
神自己预备这一只献祭的羔羊，借着耶稣基督他的独生子。
God Himself prepared the lamb of burnt offering through Lord Jesus.
这个就是神为我们人所准备的。
And this is what God has prepared for us.
所以我们最近在读经，读到这一节哈，我再一次我提醒自己，我们互相勉励，要常常记得这个地方，耶和华以勒。
And so often when we read this passage, we have to remind ourselves of this place, the place that is called the Lord will provide.
我们只要来到神的这个山啊，神所指定的这个山，就像亚伯拉罕来献祭的这个山啊。
And if we're able to come to this mountain appointed by God, where Abraham is to offer his son,
那个地方的名字就叫耶和华以勒。
This place is called the Lord will provide.
所以这个名字哈，所以我们看。再看回来创世纪二十二章十四节。
Let's return to Genesis 22 verse 14.
说亚伯兰给那个地方起名叫耶和华以勒，直到今日还有人说耶和华的山上必有预备。
Verse 14, Abraham called the name of the place the Lord will provide as it is said to this day in the mount of the Lord it shall be provided.
你来到神的山，耶和华有预备，已经为我们预备了。
When you come to the mountain of God, the Lord has already prepared.
我们生活上各样的重担，常常我们担心、忧虑说，说那个没有，那个怎么办？那个到底会怎么样？是不是很多忧虑、担心的事情？每个都一样，我也是会这样。
And every day we have our daily worries on what will happen to this, what happened to that. Well, if I'm lacking this, even myself, I also worried.
但是这一句话，圣经的话，可以勉励我们了。 耶和华以勒。
But this word, this phrase is to encourage us that the Lord will provide.
只要你来到神的山了。
As long as you come to the mountain of God,
神必定预备。
God will for sure prepare.
他都把自己最爱的独生子为我们预备赐给我们了。我们日常生活那些所需，我们这些物质上的东西，我们的身体这些东西的需要，难道他不会为我们预备吗？难道他不知道吗？
If he already prepared his only begotten son for us, will he not also provide for our daily living, daily necessities?
我们只要来持守对他的信心。
We need to hold on to our faith towards him.
来追求怎么爱他，将我们自己当作活祭来献给他。
We have to pursue to love him and to offer ourselves as the living sacrifice.
耶和华神必预备。
The Lord God will provide.
我们互相勉励。
好, this is for our mutual encouragement.
一起来唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
152首。
152。 Last verse.
My child, my body, the sea shall divide. The pathway may flourish with shouting victory. We'll join in the chorus. The Lord will provide. Then we'll trust in the So trust in the Lord, and He will provide.
好，请坐。
Please be seated.
我们接下来祷告哈。
We'll kneel down and pray.
我们继续为那些我们知道的弟兄姐妹需要代祷的哈，常常在祷告里面来纪念啊。
Let's continue to pray for those brothers and sisters that we know that is in need.
教会正在进行的各样的圣工。
And all the holy work progressing in the church.
那常常也记得主耶稣神给我们留下的这一句话，神必预备。
And let us often remember the promise that the Lord leave us, that is the Lord will provide.
我们的信心经过试验，我们就看到神为我们预备了什么。
And when our faith is being tested, we will know what God has provided for us.
就像亚伯拉罕被神试验一样。
Just like how Abraham was tested by God.
保罗说，神要赐给那些爱他的人，是我们眼睛没有看见， 那个耳朵没有听过，心里从来没有想过的。
Paul said what the Lord has provided or prepared for us is the things that eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, even the heart have not yet thought of.
意思就是说，是超乎我们意料之外的，我们想都想不到，也没听过，也想看也没看过，没有想到，但是这个就是神要赐给我们的。
Meaning that it's beyond what we have imagined or thought of, but this is what God will give to us.
我相信我们很多人有这样的见证，在你生活中大大小小那种意料之外的平安，带给我们是最大的满足，是不是？
And I believe all of us have experienced it, the unexpected peace that we have in the big or great, great or small things in life that gives us peace.
所以我们为这些需要带祷的弟兄姐妹这些事情我们求神来带领我们，加添我们信心。
So let us pray for all these matters and we ask God to provide, to give us faith.
让我们的信心经过熬炼之后，就能看到神所为我们所预备的。
And that after our faith has been tested, we may see what God has provided.
一起来祷告。
Let's pray.